Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. The show tonight begins in Yemen. Looking at the Houthis salvoing into the Red Sea, two freighters destroyed in the last days. No answer as of now. Bill Raggio joined to comment on the Houthis unsolved by the United States Navy, the Royal Navy of Britain, and everybody else who's taken a shot at them, including the IAF. Unsolved. Oceania. Cleo Pascal points out that the investigation opened into the Saipan Casino some years ago, maybe as many as 7, has now been closed by the FBI with no charges. There are a lot of mysteries here. One of them is the money laundering that looks evident at the casino that was built by China on Saipan, now closed casino. Much afoot. Graham Greene, where are you? And we turn to Gaza, the food lines and the Hamas gunmen. David Daoud and Bill Raggio comment, especially David, feeding a population under fire with the Hamas gunmen appearing out of nowhere and then ducking back into their hidey holes means that no one can effectively feed the Gazan 2 million. Why they're kept trapped there is another political concern. Lebanon, Beirut, David Daoud says very candidly, they can help themselves. They don't need outside help and it would only slow them down. So get to it, Lebanon, and stop complaining about outside interference. Iran, Malcolm Hohenlein and Thaddeus McCotter join. Reports of the enriched uranium stockpile exist at Fordo and elsewhere. It was not entirely destroyed, if at all. The comment about the Houthis continues. No penalty is paid for firing into the Red Sea and damaging global traffic with the fragile excuse that it's about Israel. It's about power. Iran expressing its power through its Houthi surrogates. New World Report with Alejandro Pina Esclusa and Ernesto Araujo looking at Mr. Trump calling out Lula da Silva for the lawfare against Bolsonaro. Looking at Bogota, the near assassination of a young senator named Miguel Uribe, and the older Uribe, no relation, now planning to run for vice president. He's prescribed from being president again, but he can be vice president. And whoever joins him on the ticket is given a good chance of winning back Colombia, a deeply troubled country, but not as troubled as the president, Gustavo Petro, who's openly talked of as a drug addict. A crime. A crime. What's happening to the brave and smart and educated and integrated people of Colombia? Also, an election in Chile, an election in Honduras. There are plenty of elections coming. The Chile situation right now, the leading candidate in a split field is an avowed communist named Jeanette Jara. Strange. Communism. It's Dracula. I mean, not even a stake through the heart. Not even especially not information. And then Lavrov smiling at Kim Jong-un and his visit to Pyongyang. David Maxwell joins to comment on that and on the unification or disintegration rhetoric coming from the new government, Lee, the new president. Yi, I'm told to say it. And Kim Jong-un looking to destroy or defeat his enemies. Kim Jong-un and the arsenal at Beijing are now used routinely by Russia, and this supports Beijing's opinion that Russia must fight on and win, cannot surrender. I agree with that. Lance Gatling from Japan talking about a seminar, an ocean forum that was held in Taipei recently. He attended via Zoom. Taiwan, Lance tells us, is clear-eyed about the risk that it faces and the threat. They're not hiding. They're not in denial. They're getting on with business as being an island nation. We also talk about what is Japan going to do in the event of hostilities in East Asia, which may or may not be imminent. What triggers hostilities is unpredictable because it's never the same thing, and afterwards you can't quite figure out whether that was enough. The violence follows. Political violence is commonplace now in Africa, in the Middle East, in the Levant, in Europe, in the Americas. Was it always the same? Can't tell, but there's no major story. There are a lot of firefights and threats. Will they come together in one big disaster the way they did in 1914 or 1939, even the crisis of the 1970s? Unknown. Not supposed to know. Ahmad Sharawi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, about what appears to be a civil war breaking out in Syria. The Syrian National Army, a.k.a. the former al-Qaeda and ISIS ops, sponsoring the Bedouin tribesmen, well-armed, to attack the Druze in Sa'id province, that's south Syria, abutting the Jordanian border. The Israelis respond with a bombing strike. I don't see how it could get more complicated. Scorecards are useless here. This is rivalries with modern weaponry and the large states looking in for advantages. John Hardy finally commenting on Ukraine, and there's reason to believe that the tables have turned. Mr. Trump now is evidencing having lost patience and more with Vladimir Putin, whom he says talks peace in the morning and bombs all night. Big weapon system, ATACMS, are going into Ukraine, we're told. We'll see. In addition, John Hardy reports that the battlefield is no longer disintegrating at a great pace. The Ukrainians are holding their own and the Russians are not advancing. Perhaps that's why there's rumors that there'll be more troops from North Korea. Don't know. There's much more. I've touched on a few things. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.